Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Purpose. Luke 1, verses 16 and 17. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. As a schoolboy, even into my high school years, I never imagined that God could use me in the manner he has. I am sure that I started school too early, and as a result, I was always out of step with the others. I believed them when they said I was a remedial student. To me, that meant that I was a dummy and fit for only a menial occupation. In the 11th grade, I was confronted with the reality that I could use this brain of mine. I am still the same ordinary kid, but God has revealed to me that he has a unique purpose for each of us. In today's scripture, 400 years of silence was broken, and now an obscure priest from the hill country of Judea was the recipient of a divine revelation. It was made by none other than the archangel Gabriel. He announced that this old couple, Zacharias and Elizabeth, were going to have a son, and his name was to be John. Gabriel bridged that gap from the Old Testament book of Malachi and told Zacharias that this special son would be given the spirit of Elijah. He would lead a dramatic revival of spirituality, but even a greater purpose would be to announce the arrival of the promised Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth. Think of it. Before he was ever born, his purpose was given. I am convinced that the Lord has a purpose for each of us. You may feel that you lack the requirements to be used of God, but that is none of your business. It is God's business, and all you and I have to do is find God's purpose for each and every day, and then walk in expectancy. Go for it. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.